Yeah, there we go. Yeah. I just have
But
another week left. Yeah.
and then what are we planning? We're planning on going to the Palms, Dubuque
Yeah,
Palms.
yes. We will be at Palm Cafe for their once a month now.
That's right.
So they'll have the smoked meat and they'll,
I
yeah, I think
will
on the
be
23rd.
gorging myself because
Yeah, I'm
the
ready.
following day is the Youngstown Marathon.
Oh, that's right. The following day. So you're going to gorge yourself the day before.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah. I need to store
Yeah.
the energy
Yeah, that
like a
makes
camel
sense.
or a chipmunk or whatever. I
Hopefully that theory works. We shall see.
So we also just did, so you talked about a marathon, which I think is so impressive and amazing. And I know that because I did a
We'll see if I
20,
make it last
like actually finish
night.
it. So Lisa and I just did,
Yes.
we did a 20-mile hike in 8 hours.
Yes.
It was, this is gonna sound like I'm being really dramatic, but it's like
She's
number
not.
two next to having a baby. Like I feel like I work out. I feel like
So real quick, this is how this went down. So we had an
Sorry.
opening on our group, and I
remembered Ellie tried to get in
Yeah, I
how
can't.
many months ago, but it is
Right.
so, like the time sold out
Right. Yeah.
instantaneously. I mean,
What was the
it's
first
Cuyahoga
time
Falls. It's
it's
gorgeous.
gorgeous. It was the first time the race has been done in the US. It's like a
Yes.
European thing.
Yes.
So I couldn't get in. Yeah.
Yes. So we had an opening come up. So I'm like, oh, Ellie, 100%. So I called Ellie on Friday and it's
Right,
on
it's a
Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah.
And Ellie's like, yeah, sure, I'm
Sure.
in. And there was a part of me in the back of my mind being like, I know what she's thinking. Walking. I got
No, I'm
this. Because
thinking
you do, you
leisurely.
work out every
Yeah,
day.
I'm thinking leisurely hike with my friends through Cuyahoga National Park. No, it was not. It was very difficult. And I'm impressed with, I mean, just anybody that does anything over the third, like a half marathon
Yeah.
is amazing. And I really
Anybody who does a
struggle.
half marathon is pretty
Yeah,
amazing too.
it's,
That
well,
is,
a
that's not
5K,
easy.
any of it. But so I get to mile nine and really thought I am not going to finish this.
I think it was a point that I was like, I'm not going to go near Ellie because she may kill me.
Right. And then it might have been also my shoe. I don't know, but it was really challenging. And towards the end, I hit mile 17 and I started having visions of, you know, people then in marathons where like their limbs completely give out and they're like literally like, you're like crawling to the finish line. I really thought that was going to be me, but I finished.
Yes.
And
And who
yeah,
was your inspirational phone
my
call?
son, I called my son and I was like, I'm mile 17, I can't make it. And he's like, Mom. He's like, you have to finish. He's like, you're gonna have to tell people you stopped at mile 17 of a trial at 20-mile race. So my son gave me my son, and then I put Hamilton on the AirPods. I finished it
Yep.
out with like, not gonna miss my shot, and I finished the race.
Is
Yeah, but
awesome.
it was very
So
challenging.
were you thinking insurance anytime? Like, will my insurance cover if I do drop like, on the ground on
Insurance
the
was not on my mind, but that's funny. You probably should have
You
been,
should have been
but
selling life insurance
right,
before people
yes,
actually started
right. That's a
the
good. That's there actually are insurance implications with that. Yeah, if somebody gets
hike.
injured,
Exactly.
yeah.
I was
So,
kind of like when we
but it was
signed in.
fun. I always say like Lisa, you're my like we do like the most healthy and fun things, and then also the most, you know,
Unhealthy.
unhealthy.
Perfect is so overrated. I feel like you need a balance of both.
Yeah, so moderate. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
To me, that's
So,
my perfect. The in between. What is it? The
right.
circles that you'll see a lot of the in
Oh,
the
that like
diagrams
Zen. What do they call her?
that
Zen.
overlap in the middle.
Yeah. Right.
Like I like to be that little
Like the
portion in
little.
between the bad and
That's great. That's funny. No, it's good. You're an inspiration. I like
Thank you.
it.
I'm glad I inspire both ways in life.
Right.
So you have a ton going on.
I do. Yes, we have a lot going on. So my business, so it's exciting Plaid Insurance. So I started my agency 10 years ago this year. So I actually decided we're going to celebrate our 10th year the
That's
coming
right.
year. But yeah, it's a huge accomplishment. One of my passions is just working with startups and other business owners because, you know, it's hard. You know, it's especially those first 2 years, it can be challenging. And I'm at this place in my business now where I can sit back and look and say, wow, like we did this. And I'm proud of it. So one of the big things, one, well, one, our team is growing. We have you know, such awesome people. And but I just purchased a building in the summer, and so we're currently renovating that. So it was an older building, not older, but an already existing structure. And so, but we are renovating and gutting the whole thing. So I'm excited to start sharing that.
I know.
Yeah. So that's exciting. A lot.
I feel like there needs to be a group. I'm just throwing this out there to people that are going through renovation process.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't care if you're leasing the space. I don't care if you own this space, whatever. When you're going through the renovation process, I think there needs to be like this therapy.
Like a support group.
100%. Yeah. There does need, because you are excited and you are very happy about it. But there's always these moments throughout the process.
Yes.
And knowing that you're not the only one, because I promise you this, there is nobody that goes through the process without those hiccups.
There's hiccups
or giant.
Yeah. And and it's also, you know, as business owners,
that ends up showing up in your way.
Yeah. It's true. And as business owners, we're, you know, I've learned, especially in the beginning, I'm a jack of all trades. Like I'm the IT person. I'm the HR. I'm HR. You're everything. And, you know, it's difficult to, we're dealing with this big project and a renovation and also running my business. And, you know, that is a challenge.
It is.
And it's outside of my wheelhouse. You know, I have learned so much about plumbing and asphalt and so many things that are just really out of my wheelhouse. I mean, it's helpful because we specialize in contractors insurance. So it's been nice,
full circle moment.
Yeah. Full circle. It's nice to be able to work with some of our clients and give them opportunities for business and so that's been kind of cool, but it's a lot. It's a full-time job. So we're trying to rearrange things in the business so we have support, and we've brought on new employee and different, you know, to help with that.
Yes.
But it's definitely a skill, and it's fun though. I mean, the fun parts, we're picking out paint, we're decorating. I mean,
that is the fun part.
Yeah.
And it's also fun to see your vision to come to fruition.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's going to be that one part in the process, and you're not going to see it at the beginning,
right?
But there's going to be one thing that was accomplished that day by the contractors that you're just going to get that giddiness inside, and it's just going to carry you through to the end.
Yeah, it is. I've had a few ups and downs lately, and you have those moments where I'm like, okay, this is going well. And I love following Penguin City and their construction project downtown.
They would be part of your therapy group.
They would be part of, and Aspasia, who is a dear friend, we're already, you know, already in therapy, I think, with all of the just business in general and all of the challenges. But, you know, it's so inspiring to see what they're doing and so many other businesses in Youngstown. It's
true.
There's a lot of cool things happening, and that's what we have to focus on.
I agree.
But yeah, I would be down for the support group. Absolutely.
That's right.
I think it's helpful too. So one, I want to give a shout out, Chuck Sasha. I do a little shout out too. There's an amazing organization, Valley Partners.
Yes.
Used to be Mahoning Valley Economic Development Corporation, or MedVec. They've been amazing. They, you know, as business, I've worked with traditional lenders and really didn't know much about Valley Partners until we started. Some of our clients needed insurance documentation. Mm-hmm. So I was getting to know them. They have access to amazing loan programs through the SBA that, you know, I think sometimes as a business owner, you know, it's so intimidating. And in the beginning, especially, you hear no a lot. And it's so cool to have this group here because they've been an amazing lending partner.
And they're all about investments here.
Yeah. They're all about investments here.
Startup companies.
They will also partner, like if you have a lending relationship with another local bank, which I love working with multiples, but Middlefield Bank's been an awesome partner with us in this project, and they work together. So the two of them, you know, it's so great to feel supported, you know, and to have people that are looking to make it happen for you.
That's right.
And which is cool. So
because it is because of Valley Partners that you will have Cortland, you will have Farmers, you will have Middlefield, all of those lenders to be able to provide the program.
Yeah.
That they may not have been able to before because of Valley Partners, and do that connection with each other to make it happen for a client.
Yeah. And I think also just businesses, they don't be intimidated. You know, some ask for help. And sometimes a lender might say, you know what, not now, but here's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And they'll give you tips and advice on how to get where you need to be. But that's one thing. So I feel like as a small business owner, you're afraid of the bank, but they want to make this happen for you. You know,
100% they do.
So yeah. So Valley Partners, I really wanted to, and Middlefield really have been amazing.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And they are there to support and give you mm-hmm. information and guidance throughout the process. Yes. And mm-hmm. I think you should always engage with them.
Yeah.
Early on. Engage with your accountant mm-hmm. early on. Engage with the financial advisor early on.
Yeah.
It's really important to help steer you and guide you to the way. But mm-hmm. I will say this in defense of every real estate agent, talk to your real estate agent though when it comes about to your location and the amount, mm-hmm. because I feel like everybody knows real estate, but they really don't know real estate.
And there's a difference between, there's a range of skill ability, I think. Yes. Yeah. I think having a good real estate agent is very important.
Yes.
Because I would ask them, you know, their, this might be too opinion of me, but ask them, like, when you go in and we're working with a real estate agent, ask them what their fee is.
Yes.
And ask them what are you getting? So many times that commission or that fee is just built right in, and you don't really ask what value is this real estate agent bringing to the table, you know? And I think there's some that do bring a lot more value, and Lisa's one of them, you know, truly. I'm not just saying that because you're, but you know, I've worked with her on a number of things, and it's just really amazing.
She has worked with me, and so it must have been good, because otherwise she probably wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, no, it was good. Yeah. So, but yeah, you're so right about, because like I said, you know, in the beginning of my business, you're the jack of all trades. You're doing it all. And that was probably the biggest mistake I made, was not bringing in key partners from the beginning, you know, that, you know, maybe things I don't do as well, you know, like a CPA or like a lender, you know, early on bringing them in and building a relationship, because it really does make a difference.
So Ellie, though,
yeah,
you have been always like, you always say sometimes, like, I have a lot going on. I'm like, yeah, but you're the type of person that if there was a space to be filled,
I would fill it with something.
You would fill it. Like, so that is good. That is a constant in your life.
Right.
Embrace it, hug it, love it, because that's how you always are going to be.
Right.
And for those people that don't know, I do, like, I love about this show so much is that it gives an opportunity for people such as yourself mm-hmm. to tell other people your story of how you got to where you are. Mm-hmm. Because believe it or not, it is inspiring to others that might be like kicking some idea around in their head, mm-hmm. but might be a little bit more apprehensive to take that next step. Mm-hmm. So I want, like, give us your little stump speech of like where you, like how you start, because you did not start in the insurance business.
No, I don't have an insurance background at all. Yeah. And really didn't know a whole lot about it. And so my background is
like, let's start from like high school.
Okay. So high school, I was born in Youngstown, Ohio. So I'm from this area. So I'm from Youngstown. I am Youngstown, Mahoning Valley through and through. This is my heart. And so I spent half of my growing up in the Youngstown City Schools, and then moved to Campfield, and where I graduated from high school. Went away to school, small.
What happened before you went away to school? Weren't you at some sort of...
Oh, that's funny. I've said this story to you. Yes. So I played softball in high school, mm-hmm. And a little bit in college. And I was at my softball banquet, and I was elected to do the senior speech. And so I gave the speech, and a father who I didn't know that well came up to me afterwards. And he said, in 4 years, when you graduate from college, I want you to find me, and I'm going to give you a job. So I went to college.
And how long did it take you?
It was a little shorter than, maybe 3 years. Yeah. So it was quick, but I also was on,
she had that job offer.
I was one of those, like, slow down, kids. Like, don't do that. Like, just, you want to stretch that out. I think I was in a rush to grow up. Which is why now I'm just 19 again, I feel like. But anyway, so I went to college, and then I got home, and it was one of actually the most difficult years. I actually tell Amelia this over there. you know, right out of college, you don't know, you know, I had a communications degree, you know, so what am I, you know, I'm in Youngstown, what am I going to, what, I didn't know what I wanted to be, what I was going to do. And so it was really stressful. And then one day I was like, oh, I remember that guy, that father, who told me, his name is Marty Gadios, told me to go and find him when I was done with college. And that's what I did. I showed up at his office on Meridian Road and I was like, hey, you said you were going to give me a job. And he gave me a job. And it actually opened up a whole world to me. So I grew up, my father was a local minister. And so I always grew up, you know, in church and involved in the Youngstown community. But I really didn't know this nonprofit world existed in our community. We have amazing organizations.
We really do.
I mean, Lisa and I both were on the board of OWOW, Youngstown Cityscape, SMART. I mean, there's so many amazing organizations. So I didn't know this nonprofit world existed. And so I started working for them, you know, doing marketing communications and fundraising. Mm-hmm. So I became a grant writer, knew nothing. And so the only way I learned, really, I would go to the Youngstown Library. They have a grant center. And I would sit there and I would read books about writing grants. And that's what I did. And I just started submitting grant applications, learning as much as I could. And so I loved it. You know, I never thought in a million years I would leave. So it was Meridian Healthcare now. Yep. So later, Larry Moliterno, who's the CEO there now, took over, who became a mentor to me, and I've learned so much from him. And so I was there 10 years, never thought I would leave, but I was working very hard for someone else, for another organization. And I think I got to this place in my career. I went back and got an MBA, and I got to this place where I thought I could be doing this. And I was one of those people. I mean, and you're the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked morning, noon, and night. Like, and it didn't matter how much I got paid. I was driven by my passion, just my passion for doing something awesome.
That's very true.
And so I was like, I could be doing this for myself. But somebody had given them my name, kind of knowing I was involved in the community. Nationwide Insurance was looking for agents to take over existing books of business. And so they had come to me. I met them at Peaberry's in Canfield. And within 5 minutes, I got this own my own business bug and thought, I can do this. And I got my insurance license. I quit my job. Started an insurance agency.
And, you know, well, the first things I always say, be open to opportunity.
Yeah. And it was scary because, you know, I had a 2-year-old child at the time. I really, you know, I was leaving benefits and maternity leave and a salary, you know, to do something that was scary. It was scary. And so I took over a really small book of business in Kinsman, Ohio, which was 45 minutes from my house. And, but I fell in love with, you know, insurance is not always the most, you know, sexy thing, but I think owning a business, I fell in love with owning a business and having a team and building something. And so I started there small. And once I got to know the insurance business, my strategy has been over the last 10 years. It's been to grow through acquisition. So I've grown by acquiring other insurance agencies over the last 10 years. So we've done 10 in 10 years.
That's amazing.
So I started with one employee. And day one, I tell the story all the time, but her name is Kate. Day one, she gave me her 2-week notice. I didn't know about insurance. I knew nothing. Like, actually, one of my favorite stories, and I need to find out this movie, but it was this girl who got a job working for like one of the very large finance companies in New York City. And she really didn't have a lot of experience. And her first day on the job, she's like at her computer and some guy looks over her shoulder and she got a job in finance and he looks over her shoulder and she's typing it. He goes, did you just Google finance? Like, like she had a job in finance.
Shopaholic.
That made me a shopaholic.
Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Yeah. So that was her
I
job.
Think that's it.
And so I
she
feel,
did.
So I often, I need to look up the movie because I identify with
it's
that.
It's great.
Because I feel like I was often Googling what is insurance, you know, so it was, you know, but just like those days where I was at the Youngstown Library learning about grants, I dove into it. And, you know, and I could say today, we have the most amazing team. We know what we're doing. You know, you know, we've really committed to the licenses and certifications. And I know the business, but day one, my first employee was like, you know, she, was going to give, you know, she was going to be out. She said I was the age of her kids. And I was taking, you know, she was working for the existing agent. And so she's still with me today. Every day she says she's going to leave because I'm always changing things and adding technology and different things. But she's been so amazing. And then, but now we have a team of 12. You know, we've cut back a little bit with COVID, but we'll probably have 15 by the end of the year. And we just got our building. So, yeah.
It's amazing.
So yeah, that's a very long story. I thought it'd start at the beginning, it would be long, but
it's not long.
Yeah. But I mean, there's lots of many, many roadblocks and challenges along the way. But I think, you know, that's, I've learned so much. I think that's how I've learned is, you know, I feel like one of my favorite job interview questions is what, you know, are your biggest mistakes? You know, what, you know, I think that that tells a lot about a person.
So do you get the common answer though? Like my biggest mistake is I work too hard.
Right.
Yeah. That's my biggest mistake. I just don't know when to stop picking up the phone call when my boss calls.
Yeah. It's funny. I feel like I like it so much more when people are just, but we've been starting with, I don't even do face-to-face. We'll start with Zoom interviews now because I think it tells you so much about not just the person, but their technology skills, their ability, you know.
I never thought about that.
So I also do an email interview before I meet with anybody because it tells me their writing ability, their professional communication.
So Ellie goes through an extensive process of figuring out who is going to work with her.
And I hired Amelia like in 30 seconds. But I mean, she's like, I want a job. You're hired.
Sometimes you just know, but you do. And I think it has worked for your benefit because you do have a good team that you've established there and you're growing and it is constantly training and looking at the new things that are coming around in technology to help streamline and perfect things. But, what is the personality test? I still want to take it.
So my friends, I have many of my other dear friends are in business as well. And they give me such a hard time about this. But no, I'm big on assessments.
We definitely do.
Yeah. I'm big on personality assessments. And there's that saying, you know, hire slow, fire fast. And I've definitely learned the hard way to do that. And except for this time with Amelia, even though
there's always the exception to the rule.
Yeah. But so no,
you've also known her for
long? Since she's been two. Yeah. So I know. So I think, we do the email interview, we do team interviews face-to-face, but in that process, we do an assessment. We use a company called Omnia, but there's a lot of them out there. And it's a simple, I mean, it takes 15 minutes. But it looks at fit mainly in culture. So everyone in our agency, including myself, has taken this. So when we bring in somebody new, we have them take the assessment and then it actually shows our compatibility as a manager, also our communication styles, you know, what will work for this person, what won't, but they will say, this is not a good fit. And I've listened to it every time except once and they were right. Like it wasn't a great fit because sometimes, you know, there can be a great person, you know, that might just not be a fit for your culture or office.
Yep. I agree.
You know, especially a small business, sometimes it's chaotic and messy and, you know, we've worked very hard over the years to create policies, procedures, workflow. But in the early years, it's like, you know, a madhouse sometimes. You know, you're just figuring it out. And some personality types don't do well there. They need the structure, they need to know I do X, Y, and Z.
It's true. Because, and if you do have that personality type that can't adapt and adjust in that environment, and I get that, then they end up being like that seed of negativity.
Yeah, or they're resentful.
That just, for some reason, that seed of negativity grows like weeds.
Right.
And then the other ones that are able to thrive in those environments end up being impacted by them.
Right, right.
Like I always say this to everyone, and it's something I had to learn myself, is your what you exude, what you put out there could make a room smile or it can bring a room down.
Right.
You need to be intentional on who you're going to be that day.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes you're not in the right workplace. I mean, even it's just not the right place. And so, I mean, and I've dealt, you know, I've been in, and this is great, like for people who are in jobs where they think like they might want to leave or might want to, because making that leap from you know, having a, you know, a steady paycheck to starting your own business is scary. And at the time, I remember when I was looking to leave Meridian, it was such a good thing. Like, and that, I think we're sort of conditioned in Youngstown. If you have a good job and benefits, you hold on to that. You stick to it because they're hard to find. And it's scary to take that leap. And, but I read a book back then. It was called Necessary Endings. And I give it to everybody all the time. And it's all about the endings that need to happen in your life, you know, for growth to occur. And they sort of use the whole analogy of pruning, you know, that you could be looking at a rose bush with beautiful flowers here, a little bud here, but sometimes you need to cut them back. Like sometimes, sometimes an ending needs to happen. And so I feel like that in workplaces a lot where we're holding on to something that, you know, maybe it's an end. You need to move on. And that's not a bad thing. So I've had employees that have worked for me. I had one just recently where I'm like, I think this is a necessary ending, like, and not in a bad way. You know, we'll still support each other. I'll help you. And that can be a good thing, you know.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's the other thing that's important to know. There are jobs that I've left.
Yeah.
There are those that I needed to run, probably should have ran a lot faster than what I did.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then there are those that it was time. Mm-hmm. And one of those necessary endings, and I love them.
Yes.
Like if I ever wanted to go back, right, I'm sure that they would be open arms with me. They've been mentors and guidance to me throughout my, throughout my tenure of life. In many regards, whether it's just business related, directly to commercial real estate or even residential real estate, that sounding board, anything it could be. So
yeah, just I'm an always ending, so thankful.
An end isn't necessarily a bad thing.
No,
it often is more a good thing.
Yeah. I've even thought in my own business, I'll be so proud, to look around and see people that have worked for me that are now running their own business or doing something, you know, awesome in Youngstown. To me, that's proud. I'm proud of that because I was part of that training, that experience. I was able to take the mistakes I've made and help them with it. So I think that's cool. You know, but it is hard. Hiring's hard right now. It's hard.
Yeah. For everyone.
It is. Yeah. And we're competing on, especially in insurance, but I think everywhere, we're competing now on a national level for employees. I don't think I realized this until, you know, with COVID and working at home, we're interviewing people that are doing work from home jobs for national companies that are paying a lot more than our market typically does. And so that's been a big challenge for us lately. Like, because we're hiring now. Call me if anybody is interested. Where's the camera? Yeah. But it's hot. It's a challenge right now for that reason. And as a business owner, I actually had somebody recently that I made a job offer to lower than what they were making now. And what I feel like I want to show is our culture, what we're bringing to the table, that there's a lot of value that we can bring that maybe you won't get, you know, from a big company. But it was hard. So she turned it down and I had this moment of like this, I was tempted to offer more money and I didn't, because I think I need to hold true to like, to believe in our value. Cause I believe we're bringing something to the table that the right person is going to be proud, you know, to work at our agency. And we work less than 40 hours a week. I'm really proud of that too. Yeah, we do, because work-life balance is so important.
It is.
Yeah. And, you know, so that's a focus of our, you know, there's lots of good things that you can do.
I agree.
Business. Yeah.
Thank you for You're coming welcome. On.
Thank you for having me. It was wonderful.
Air cheers.
I know. Oh, I know. Give me a
Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com.